today, y'all.
Well, Brad, we know her as Megan Thee Stallion, but Megan the Student has reached a milestone. We'll tell you all about it. And later, Andrew Freund talks to Idris Elba and Regina King about their movie, The Harder They Fall.
Hanging with us again is entertainment journalist and TV host Tanner Thomason.
Thank you so much, Gary. Thank you so much. Happy to be here, you guys.
Tanner!
Hey, listen, we got to get right to it. Brat, what is up first?
Okay, now let me tell y'all. Last night, Dancing with the Stars celebrated Halloween with a horror theme show. Mon Shumpert and his partner, Daniela, did a contemporary dance inspired by the movie Us, and they received their best scores yet. Tens across the board from all the judges.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing.
It's spooky.
Well, let me tell y'all the rest. That's not all, because the Real Housewives of Atlanta star, your best friend, Sherry Kenyamore, and her partner, Brandon, had less than a peachy night, darling. The Argentine Tango was their last dance, and they were sent home.
Oh.
Sherry, this is a Halloween show. Would it have been scary to do Daniela's jump?
Well, you know what? I was watching that jump, and that there's no way, because you know what? Iman is really tall anyway.
Yes.
So that's like climbing up a 20-story
like
building.
Five.
Yeah, he's like 6'5",
right.
Tanner. So there's no way I would have done it, but she's a professional dancer, so she knows how to fall and is hoping
that
his arms came out and got her. So kudos to them. That was a great dance.
Okay.
And she's a lot lighter, too. I think you have to be real light. If you're a heavy type person, you couldn't jump that high to get on his shoulders. But with her being like a smaller person, she was able to just jump on him and just climb on him like he was some type of tree. But I have a problem with, you know, this stuff. You know,
it
really bothers me. Sherry, y'all just sit here. Sherry, I don't like the idea the way these women dancing with these married men. It just bothers me.
Why? It's a dancing show, Gary. Why?
I just want to say, Gary, that sounds a little bit like projection to me. Maybe you couldn't control yourself, but I feel like these married couples can.
Yeah, well, I guess I can, but that's just a little bit too much for me, honey.
But kudos to Kenya Moore, because she stepped out of her comfort zone. This is something that Kenya has never done before, danced in public. So she made it this far, and I have to give Kenya Moore a big shout out and say, go queen. You did your thing, girl. All right, y'all, there's always some kind of drama in Bachelor Nation. You know this. And this time, it is a breakup. Mm. So last season's Bachelorette, Katie Thurston, got engaged to Blake Moynes at the end of the show, but only after a few months. They called it off.
Oh.
They both posted the same message on Instagram.
Oh.
The exact same message, saying in part, "We ultimately have concluded that we are not compatible as life partners, and it is the most caring choice for both of us to move forward independently."
Man, I am sick and tired of these Bachelor and Bachelorette people throwing all the drama out there on TV, acting like they're about to get married, and then a couple weeks later calling it off, all so they can wind up on Bachelor in Paradise and just try to stretch that 15 minutes out.
I know, Tanner, but can you blame them? But I mean, also, I still believe in love and the fairy tales, Tanner. Like, I just think she lived in the United States, he lived in Canada. Long distance relationships are hard anyway.
Oh, wait, let me pitch you guys my perfect Bachelor season. I'm not even kidding you. I'm going to pitch you this. This is my idea right here.
Okay.
I want the Bachelor or the Bachelorette, except every single contestant is over the age of 60.
Oh, you want to see geriatric Bachelor, right? AARP Bachelor.
I
want
to see Grandma and Grandpa find love.
Tanner, it seems your dreams are about to come true, because they actually are going to do a senior Bachelor. It's in the works.
Oh,
no.
Yes.
So, Gary, you can apply for your cousin.
That's why I'm happy about it. That's why I'm excited.
Before I go on this date, let me get my teeth in, you know? All right. We gotta move along. We always love seeing what people share on Red Table Talk. That show is real. On this upcoming episode, Gwyneth Paltrow shares how shocked her daughter Apple was by the sex ed talk at school. Check this out.
They, at their elementary school in sixth grade, had the craziest sex ed
really
talk. It was incredible. Full on everything. Like, they learned everything. I will never forget Apple's face when she came home. She told them everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything.
Oh, wow.
Everything. She said everything.
Yes.
Gary, do you believe Apple was shocked when she was hearing this stuff? And what did they teach you in the sixth grade?
Well, of course she was shocked. The child is in sixth grade here. I didn't learn about sex education until I was 16. And I got it all backwards. But, I mean, I'm sorry, honey. I just feel bad for Apple that they, you know, talking to her at that young age. That's not a good look, and y'all know that.
Not in sixth grade. We got sex education in ninth grade. But I think, though, that so many kids are so much more knowledgeable because of social media.
And then,
true story.
Yes.
And teen pregnancy is at an all-time high. So I think that they've lowered the age.
Yes.
So maybe Apple's not, you know, doing that. I'm not sure how she's not with doggone candles all over the house. You know, what's that candle called?
Vagina candles.
Where I'm from, it's a little backwards, right? So we were in the fifth grade, and they separated the boys and the girls, and they gave the girls the full talk about what was about to start happening with their bodies, and they just let the boys watch an episode of G.I. Joe.
Okay.
Well, all right, honey. Now, we've been trying, y'all, to find out, but now I got the peach tea, baby, to pour. Now, the new cast, y'all, for season 14 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta has been revealed, and there's definitely, honey, some new and familiar faces in the mix.
Yes, Gary. So, Drew Sidora is coming in hot for her second season. And, of course, Kenya Moore is still here making the girls twirl, darling. But we're also going to see our girl Candy Burris in the mix again. And in addition, and she's a runner. She's a track star. Olympic champion Sonya Richards-Ross taking a bite out of the peachy pie.
All right.
Yes. And OG housewife, she's back. Sheree Whitfield. We'll be returning along with Marlo Hampton, y'all, who after being a friend of the show for over 10 years, she has finally gotten her well-deserved peach for the first time. Yes.
That peach is an apricot now.
It's okay. She got it, Gary.
Yes. Are we happy for Marlo? She finally got her peace. She's been there long enough, and she has stuck it out through the craziest situations. In my opinion, she deserves it. What?
But you know what? What's sad to me, though, there's only two husbands on the show, though. Are these women going to try to be fighting for these women's husbands since they're Real Housewives?
No, Gary.
The show started out as Real Housewives, but the longer these shows go, there are fewer husbands around. What's up with that?
We still watching it, so.
But we still watch it, yeah. So it it does change, don't it? You get successful, the husband gone. I don't know what happens. Jerry. They just drop off like flies, the husbands. Ooh, all right, y'all. Show some love for Megan Thee Stallion because Megan is finally making her way to the finish line and will soon be graduating with a bachelor's degree in health administration from HBCU, Texas Southern University. Give it up for Megan Thee Stallion, graduate, because America's favorite hot girl posted about her accomplishment on social media with the caption, 2021 finna graduate college, taking my graduation pics today. Can't wait for y'all to see. So go, girl, and check out that bedazzled graduation cap. You know these pics are about to be lit for her graduation.
And she got shot in her feet in the midst of all that, too. She had to go through a shooting and all that. So, yeah, she really did work it out, honey. So congratulations.
Yeah, how you do a term paper? You get shot in the foot. You go, girl. Go ahead, girl.
Clap it up for Megan.
Well, coming up, honey, we got all the tea, honey, on my niece, Miss Portia Williams, honey, and her new reality show, Portia's Family Matters, right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Well, it looks like our good Judy Portia Williams is answering everyone's burning questions about her whirlwind romance and engagement to Simon. So, Portia just released the trailer to her upcoming limited series, Portia's Family Matters, premiering November 28th on Bravo, and it look good. Check it out.
Oh,
is Dennis and Portia really done?
Things are never over with the baby mother.
I'm always gonna stand my ground. There's no other man that's gonna speak over me.
Now all of a sudden he's at the table and he's Mr. Tough Guy.
He ain't just did out of our business.
Okay, y'all. All right. So this looks like we about to get some spicy stuff. What are your thoughts about it, Gary? Did you get a cameo on her show?
Well, Sherry, they called me and they told me, honey, that probably for season two that I'm going to be making a cameo appearance. But I think the show's going to be really hot. And, you know, I mean, it's good to know that all families are ghetto and that we kind of act up and do some things when we're just not having. So I can't wait, honey. But November the 28th, I marked my calendar.
I just watching this trailer, I was like, it's a lot of issues that you push back and push down. And then when you're on a reality show, they just come bubbling up to the surface. Oh, like, boom, boom, boom.
They try to get you on these reality shows. I haven't heard this much screaming in a long time.
Really? Yeah, but Simon don't look too happy, though, honey. We're going to see what Simon says.
All right, y'all, moving on. City Boys up 1,000 for this one. Reportedly, a woman thought she was going to pull an okey-doke on my man, Mr. Lou, by showing up to their blind date with 23 of her relatives, hoping that he would foot the bill, y'all. And the bill was $3,100 for that dinner bill. Yes, it was. Ooh, honey. But her plan to see how generous my man was totally backfired on her because Mr. Lou took off once the bill came and she was stuck having to pay it instead, which is what should have happened.
Hell yeah! I'm gonna take it one step further. They should call me Mr. Lose My Phone Number. What was she thinking? When is this? Okay. When would this ever be right?
Now, this is the one thing I would say, Tanner, in her defense. This was in the Eastern Chinese province of Zhejiang. And so maybe over in that culture, Zhejiang. So maybe in that culture, in China, you are supposed to bring your family. It is a test to see how generous he is.
In the black culture, honey, it's called, we're going to pass the damn plate and everybody's going to pay for their own food. So, no ma'am.
Right.
No ma'am.
Okay, it's called, we going Dutch.
That's right, Brad.
23 relatives is a lot. I don't even have 23 relatives. Like, I would have to find people off the street to show up today.
You know, they say small business owners work twice as much as regular employees, and you know that there's nothing more valuable than your time. So stop wasting it on trips to the post office. Using stamps.com is easy to mail and ship right from your computer. Now you can save time and money with stamps.com, sending letters and packages for less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. All you need is a computer and standard printer. No special supplies or equipment. Within minutes, you're up and running, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. No traffic, no lines, and the holidays will be here before you know it. So make it a fun process by using stamps.com. There's no risk, and with my promo code DishNation, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in DishNation. That's stamps.com, promo code DishNation. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
All right, up next, Andrew Freud chats with Idris Elba, Regina King, and the rest of the cast of the new movie, The Harder They Fall. Come on back, guys.
DishNation. DishNation.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Nation. It is the Western we have all been waiting for. That's right, The Harder They Fall. And I had a chance to sit down with stars Idris Elba, Regina King, and the rest of the cast. Take a look. Idris, I'm going to start with you. Can you describe to my viewers exactly the level of swag that Regina has in this film? Because she throws down. Describe to my viewers her level of swag in this.
Next level swag. It's next level swag because aesthetically, she looks amazing. She's beautiful. But also internally, the swag is dope because she's a female character that does not have to be reliant on a male character to justify her presence in the film. In fact, Trudy Smith is a character on her own. So the swag is not only just how she looks and how she carries herself and how she fights, but how she is an equal partner. Definitely my swag.
Now, kind of talk to me, because these were all real people. Now, the situations are a bit elaborated, but kind of expand on that.
Well, the story is fictional, but all the characters in the story are real. right? From Rufus Buck, as played by Idris Elba. Nat Love, as played by the wonderful young legend, Jonathan Majors. They're all real characters. And what was my inspiration for that was so people could watch this movie and then go and research all of these people after they've watched it and know that people of color and women existed in that period and weren't slaves or weren't less than human and were not subservient. They just existed because they were there. And you do that by exhibiting proof, which is having them all play real characters.
Regina, kind of talk to me about, you know, being on the horse. You have some scenes on horses. What is that like being on such, like, you know, this powerful beast that could, it could do whatever it wants, basically?
I'm 6'3 in my heart. But I had a really, really, really tall horse. And you watch this film, a lot of this is about timing and symmetry. So trying to get off the horse at the same time and same speed as Idris Elba was not an easy feat. That was the hardest part of the entire film.
Really?
So out of all the cast, kind of rank who was the best on the horses and who was the worst?
I tell you who was the worst on the horse, the absolute worst rider of a horse in the history of riders of a horse. They even the horses looked at him and said, don't even mount me. It was me. There you go, there you have it. But everyone else was amazing. Them horses knew what happened. If I mounted them, I'd be bucked right off. I was just like, let me direct this movie, but.
Final question, Idris. Esquire has named you the coolest man alive. You were previously the sexiest man alive. Is it better to be cool or sexy?
Cool. It's better to be cool because cool is relevant to many different things. Sexy is objective, you know, it's like not everyone finds me sexy, but I can be cool in many situations. How's that for an answer?
Thank you guys so much. I love this film. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. All right, honey, y'all. It's time for What the Yes, baby. Now, this is so offensive right here, y'all. So while flying, honey, a young lady decided to take her hair, honey, and drape it over the back of her seat covering, honey. Ooh. Now, this was over the eating tray, y'all, of the passenger behind her. Now, what would you do, honey, if this happened to you guys? If somebody just threw their hair, honey, just over the damn back of the seat, honey.
I would be upset because, one, you covering up my TV. Two, I don't want your DNA even on my
tray
or on my lap at all. That's disgusting.
What I'm talking about,
Brad. Guess whose chair would have been getting kicked like crazy?
For real.
She would have been like, can you stop kicking my chair? Can you get your hair off my damn table tray?
She might wind up with boogers in the hair. She might wind up with gum in the hair.
Everything.
Oh,
I travel and I start out on the plane looking like doggone China Black with my hair long. I go in the bathroom, take it off, and I ball my wig up, and I put it in the overhead compartment.
What? That's amazing.
Why you take your hair off? You may not be a lady, Sherry, but you're all woman, honey. Oh, that's so tacky.
The worst case scenario is you'd have to check the wig. Like, last thing you want to do is check the wig and pick it up in Florida or something, you know?
Thank you. I don't check my hair. Those are my carry-ons.
Too much, Lord.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.